Aleph, Perek Yudalad, Pasuk Aleph. We are now going to see the beginning of the punishment of Yeravam. Yeravam would cause the Jewish people to sin, right? And to idol worships. Now we're going to see him being punished. So let's see what happens.
How long after he started this baloney with the sins that he'd done, that I shown, I mean, years or... It didn't happen right away.
Right. I don't know exactly how many years. I don't know. Okay. I haven't seen anything about it.
All right.
But Esai,
okay.
Yeah, but Esai, Chola Avia Ben Yeravam. Now, Avia happened to be the most honored son
of
Yeravam. So it wasn't just anybody. It wasn't just like one of his children. It was the most honored one. I don't know if it was the oldest.
The crown prince.
But definitely the heir apparent. The heir apparent was supposed to inherit his father and take over. So he got sick. It seems like he was about to die. But Yemei Yeravam Leishta, Yeravam turns to his wife and he says, Kumina Vishtanis Vol Yeidu Ki At Eishas Yeravam. Why don't you dress up so people don't know that you are the wife of Yeravam? V'holach Shiloh Hinesha Machiyah HaNavi Hu Dibar Olay LeMelech Ala Amaseh. So now, he's sending her back to the Navi, Achia Shiloini, who originally had the Nevuah that Yeravam would be king. And he would get the kingship from Beis Dovin.
He got scared.
Yeah. Yeah. So now, why is he telling her to disguise herself? So if you notice in the pasuk, he says "V'lo yedu ki at eshes Yeravam." He doesn't want the people, he doesn't want the nation to know that she is the wife of Yeravam. Why not? Because he didn't want the people to think that he actually believes in Navi Hashem, in the real Navi.
He believes, but he doesn't want to follow the rules.
Right. he himself believes. He knows where the truth lies, but doesn't want everyone else to think that. Oh, come on! You've been misleading us all this time, right? You're telling us to worship Navi Baal,
yeah,
and to be everything with the Zara. Now you yourself go to consult a Navi MS,
yeah,
right? So that's why he's telling his wife to disguise herself, so no one will know that he's actually consulting a real Navi. Not only that, but she wanted also the Navi not to know who it was. Because the way the Nevuah works is that when a Navi gets a person that wants to consult him, I don't know exactly how he goes about it, but he can get a Nevuah, he can get some kind of an image, or whatever it is, to answer the person who's standing in front of him. So Yeravam thought he would be able to fool the Navi, so to speak. How so? He thought that she would dress up and make believe she's someone else. And all she's going to say, I have a sick son, please help me cure him. So the Navi will ask Hashem, and he's going to ask Hashem to cure the son of the woman who's standing in front of him. No idea, not knowing that this is in fact the wife of Yeravam.
No, but it seems funny. He believes in the Navi. Otherwise, he wouldn't send it to help him out.
Yes.
He believes in the Navi, but he continues doing these things the Navi told him not to do. I mean, it doesn't...
No, it's simple. It's simple.
No, but if you believe that something's going to happen to you if you do this, if you believe that, you're not going to be doing it.
Why not?
Because you know you... Why not? Because you don't want to get... You don't want to be punished. That's why.
I'm telling you... Not to inject yourself with dope, but you shouldn't do it because it's going to kill you in the end.
No, you're not.
But you do it anyway, and that's the answer.
It's not the same thing.
Sure, it's the same thing.
No, he's asking. No, it is not nothing to do with that. He's asking for help from Hashem. He's asking, so he believes people who do things. when they don't believe.
Yeah.
If they believe, they're not going to first say, I don't want him to do this. I don't know what I want to do, but I want him to help me and say, but it's a steer between the two ideas.
So the thing is, he believes. He believes that the Navi has powers, but there's two ways a Navi can operate. It can either operate on a individual level, helping the individual who's standing in front of him, and he can operate on a more broad, general level, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what your Ravim was trying to do, he was trying to direct the nevuah of the Navi, or at least the tefillah of a Navi, to address the individual singular matter that's standing in front of him.
Without my badness,
right?
Exactly. Got to stop it. My son is not bad, me, but not my son.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
So that's what he's trying to get the Navi to do. Right. That's why he's telling his wife, disguise yourself so the Navi won't know it's you. Because if he knows it is you, then it's you. What is he going to do? He's going to look at the whole big picture. And he's going to say, oh, your father's a Rasha. He doesn't deserve to, you don't deserve to be king. You deserve to be punished. Right? And then, if he does that, that's going to be bad news for him.
Right?
Right? And not only that, but Achia was the Navi who originally had the nevuah that Yeravim would be king. So because his rise was through this Navi, his downfall can also come through this Navi. Just the same way it happened with Shaul HaMelech. Right? Just like Shaul HaMelech just like Shmuel brought up Shaul HaMelech, he anointed him to be king, he was the same one who ended up bringing him down later on. So Yeravim was afraid of this, and therefore he wants to avoid the whole thing altogether. On one hand, he wants his son to be cured, but he doesn't want the Navi to look at the full picture.
No.
He wants to deal with it in a very individual, singular, narrow...
The Navi can tell him, I can't help you. Unless you do tshuva. No, I can't help you one way. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
He wants to fool him, that's all.
Right. Right, that's what he's hoping for. So, we'll see. He was very crafty in fooling the Navi. So what does he do? First of all, you have to disguise yourself. That's number one. Second thing he does in order to fool the Navi is what? Let's see, Pasuk Gimel. V'lokach biyodech asar lechem. Take 10 loaves of bread. V'nekudim u'bakbuk dvash u'basela. Every time a person comes to the Navi, it's customary to bring a gift, right? You bring some food, you bring some kind of gesture to show the Navi your appreciation. But what does he bring? He brings bread and a little bottle of honey, right? Meaning this is not something that a king would typically bring to a Navi. It's something that a simpleton would bring, right? Well, he has some bread and honey, that's what he has around the house, right? A peasant. That's something that a peasant would typically bring. This was another step that Yeravim was taking in order to fool the Navi to think
he's not a pauper. Yeah,
right, that he's not a king.
Rich.
He's right, he's not a rich.
Man.
He's a poor man.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Uba Selav, right? So she's telling his wife, to come to the Navi. Hu yagilach ma yelanar. He's going to tell you what's going to happen to our son.
But this is not clear for me. It's Navi. How do we help to know what future about anyone, sick boy or kind of, he should talk this Hashem about?
Yeah.
But what is the real life if everything can be predicted from Hashem? What is future? it's that treatment and need to ask somebody else?
Well, it can do one of two things. Either it can consult Hashem, so to speak, or you can daven for the sick child, the sick boy.
But what is predicted? This is in that time there was medicine, or there is only way to know what is future to go and to ask Navi. Why he need to ask Navi about he was so bad and. What is reason to know about future his son?
But you mean because he's going to get punished anyway?
No, but What kind of changes you expect? The child can be die or healthy. If
he's hoping the Navi won't daven for him.
But he came to Navi. Navi should talk with Hashem. Hashem said, "This boy is going to die." What is next?
Well, Hashem didn't tell this to the Navi yet.
No, but I never heard this is Navi talk for predict future for any event. Usually, without his will, Hashem talk with him. Even he during the sleep or something. But I never heard the Navi predict future for somebody else. This is a new idea or this is normal?
Apparently, it doesn't seem like it's a new idea. The Malbim brings it down that the Navi can, I guess, tap in or get some kind of vision of what's going to happen.
Vision? Why vision came to him? Because he wants it, or?
Yeah, he specifically asks for it, and you can see what's going to happen. To some level, he can predict the future, I guess.
Because he was a Navi, or because he's...
Because he's a Navi, yes. You're right, it is an interesting concept. But it's either that, or you can also daven for him. It's one of two things.
You could pray by himself without Navi.
Yeah, no, he could, but obviously the tefillah of a Navi is much more powerful.
But this is, if he asks to pray, it's, I agree, but he... But I know this, he asked about his son.
Yeah.
Maybe practically speaking, he should pray for him.
Yeah, that too. That too.
I have just one question.
Yeah.
A son is not supposed to be punished because of the father's sins. And that's the way
unless it is. Unless he continues the way, then the first step that his father goes.
He happened to be a good guy, the son.
He was a good guy?
It says he, you know, he let the people, when the people wanted to go to Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash, he, you know, just let them go. And maybe it said he went himself without his father's knowledge.
Avia, his son?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that. Could it be?
I saw it. But he let the people go. He didn't, because he was one of the guards on the road to stop the people from going to Yerushalayim.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, go ahead.
Right. Yeah. No, I hear. If he was a righteous person, then he shouldn't have been punished.
That was one of his good points. I don't know. Probably had some bad points also. I don't know.
No. All right. See, so
let's keep on going.
He knows. He knows what he said before happened, that he became king. Without even thinking of anything, he knows. So maybe he knows what's going to happen to my son.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whatever he says, never he does, even though he doesn't know it's me, but whatever he says concerning the child will happen because what he said about me happened.
Right.
That's
right.
You know, that's another reason he did this.
Mm-hmm.
Fighter.
Yes. Okay, so let's see. Suppose like Dalet, Matas Kane Eshes Yeravam, Matokom Vatelech Shiloi. The wife of Yeravam follows her husband's instructions strictly. She goes over to Shiloi, where Achia lives. Matova Beis Achia. V'Achia Olayach Liras Kekomu Einav Misevoi. At this point, Achia was very old. He could not see very well. Mefarshim explain that anyone who's ma'amid a talmid she'enoi hagum, anyone who appoints a student or a follower who is not fit, who does the wrong thing, he gets punished and he goes blind. That's what happens.
Well, the way he says here, he wasn't completely blind, but he couldn't move. He couldn't see to the side, to his sides.
You didn't have peripheral vision.
The eyes didn't move.
Peripheral vision, huh? Uh-huh.
He might be able to see something straight.
Right.
What was he punished for?
He was punished for appointing Yeravam. Yeravam apparently was the Talmud of Achia Shilaini. And now that he appointed a Talmud who was not Eino Hagun,
well,
he was not punished for that he went blind.
How do you know what someone else is going to do?
You're right. You don't know, but I guess to some degree he is held responsible for not teaching him correctly or for not rebuking him when he started doing the wrong thing.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Pasuk K continues. Vashem Omar Lachio, Hina Esh Yeravam Ba Lidrash Davar Meimcha El Bno Kichelu Kazoy V'Chazet Davar Eleha. So Hashem is now warning Achia before the wife of Yeravam steps foot in the house of Achia. Hashem warns him and tells him, beware.
She's coming.
The wife of Yeravam is on her way, and this is the message I want you to carry to her. Hashem is telling him that when she comes, she's going to be dressed up. You're not going to recognize her. You're not going to know who she is. He just hears her footsteps walking through the door. Command the wife of Yeravam. Why are you dressing up? Right?
Why are you disguised?
Why are you disguised? Right?
Yeah.
Right? It's not going to help you. Right? The disguise is not going to help you. I already have a very strict and negative nevuah to carry out to you. So your disguise is not going to help at all. So what's he telling her? What does he say? L'chi im li Yeravam. I want you to carry a message to Yeravam and tell him, this is the word of Hashem. Yan Asharim Moisa Mitecha Am. Ve'ednecha Nagid Alam Yisrael. Right? He's starting off from the beginning of history. I was the one who initially appointed you to be a leader. Right? Not only were you not full of gratitude, not only did you not thank me for appointing you as a leader, but you went against me. You caused the Jewish people to be over the Zara. Right? I took away the melucha from Beis David and I gave it over to you. You got the melucha on a silver platter. You are not like David, who did exactly as I hoped, as I wished, and to do what I wanted. But Torah lasas mikosher hayul fanecha. You did even worse than all the people in front of you. Vatelach vatasel lecha alikim acher elayim acherim umaseiches lachiseni veoisi shlachta acharei gevecha. Right, you went against me. Yeah, and you threw me behind as if like someone throws something that he's done with. You just threw me behind your back. Right? And unlike Shlomo was very different. Shlomo was also punished. Shlomo also did avoid the Zara, but was very different. Shlomo was punished for his wife's. Right, his wives were the ones who worshipped Avodah Zarah.
He let them get away with it.
Right, he let them get away with it. But he didn't rebuke them. He didn't stop his wife from doing it. Because he loved them so much, he couldn't tell them off. But you were the opposite. You didn't do it because you loved your wives. You did it
because
you wanted to lachiseini. You wanted to infuriate me. Right? Shlomo didn't leave Hashem. He still worshipped me. He went in my way, in my path. But you threw me behind your back. So you are way worse than Shlomo. So Hashem is, first of all, he's pointing out exactly the points where Yeravam went bad. First of all, he had no gratitude. Secondly, he was way off, way worse off than everyone else. Everyone else did it for whatever reason. They had a reason, you know, the wives that I couldn't tell them off. But you had no reason. You did it purely in order to infuriate me. Lach lachin. Now Hashem is saying, this is the verdict, this is the punishment I'm going to carry out. Hineni maybe ra al beis yeravam. Michrati li yeravam mashin bakir. Otzur v'ozav beis Yisrael. Ubiarati acharei beis yeravam. Kasher yevar ha-golol ad tumoy. I am going to kill out your whole family. No one will be left.
It says male child.
Yeah. No male child will be left. And even some that will be left will be neglected, will be thrown to the sides, right? And nothing proper will be left from you. Just like when a person burns fertilizer, right? So too, I'm going to burn you. The Gemara in Bava Kamma actually uses this pasuk to teach us how much you have to pay for your behemah, your animal eating, right? So there's two pshatim. One pshat is that you're using this. That this pasuk is used to demonstrate how much you're accountable to pay when your animal eats something.
Oh.
Right? Yeah. The question is going about the teeth.
Yeah.
Right? Is it referring to the teeth? Or is it referring to fire? So there's two ways to learn this pasuk. But that's more for a Gemara in Bava Kamma. Anyway, this is the punishment that Yeravam is being punished. Anyone from your family who dies in the city, the dogs will get a hold of. Anyone who dies in the field, the birds will consume. Because this is the word of Hashem. You, the wife of Yeravam, go back to your home. Umeis hayalid. When you get back to the city, that's when your son will die.
That's nice.
Very tragic.
You go all the way, hoping you get good news, and this is what you get.
Mm. Yeah, well, that's what happens.
You go back. Actually, I have any strength to do anything after that. I just fall down and start crying.
She shouldn't have gone back.
Yeah. Should have gone somewhere else. What happens? V'saptulay kol Yisrael v'kabru oisak yizel avadoy yavar liyaravim el kever. Everyone will eulogize him, they will bury him, and beware, this is the only son of Yeravam that's actually going to be buried. Yan nimtzav moedavar toiv el Hashem, elokei Yisrael beveis Yeravam. This is what I think, Richie, you were mentioning before.
That's what, yeah.
Right? The fact that he allowed he allowed the Jewish people to go up to the Ragel.
I'm going to the Ragel, he let them go.
Right.
I think it said he himself went also.
Well, I don't know.
I'm not sure about that. But don't take my word for
it. He's talking about the son that's going to die. They're going to bury him. All
right.
Of that is, then they're not going to be buried. They get eaten by animals, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, for he alone of Jeroboam came come to the grave because there was found in him a good deed toward the Lord. What was the good deed? Who's he talking about? The son?
The son.
What
the
was
son.
The,
what Just
the,
what I
what
said.
Was
the, what
he, was
I
one
said.
Stood, he was the one who stood up against the family of Jeroboam.
Oh.
The family of Jeroboam, they wanted to stop the people from going up to the Ragel.
Oh, he was,
and he was the only one who stopped them.
Oh. Okay.
But still, he deserved to die.
Yes, well, yes, he deserved to die because he was part of that family, but he didn't get as severe as a punishment as the rest of the family received. The rest of the family, not only did they die, but even after their death, their bodies were humiliated and eaten by dogs and birds.
One thing that bothers me here, we say you can't punish the child because of what the father does. I mean, he must have been doing other things that weren't right to his son. Not just the one thing is he's buried because he didn't, but still he's going to die now because he must have been doing the same thing. Even though he was against it, he went along with it. You understand what
well,
I'm saying?
Doesn't say, but
yeah. You're right.
Says the apple doesn't fall
he must,
far from
he
the
must
tree.
He must have his own sins.
All right,
he got one good point, but he must have had other sins that's not going to help him.
Yeah.
It must be.
Right.
But it looks as kind of punishment for everyone from this family.
Well, the whole family joined in, except for the son.
No, but son also died.
Yes.
It means there is nothing left from family of Yerevan.
Yes.
But it looks the same punishment for the Amalek. Amalek should be...
annihilated.
Annihilated, it should be also. But this is the same kind of crime.
Well, it's not the same punishment as Amalek. Upon Amalek is as a nation, they're completely going to be annihilated. Right? The same punishment happened for the household of Eli. If you remember, the beginning of Shmuel.
Okay.
Eli was also punished in the same way. Right?
Well, the next pasuk is he talking about Mashiach?
Which pasuk?
And the Lord shall raise for himself a king over Israel, who shall cut off the house of Zerubbabel this day, and also those who will be born from now on. I mean, after Jerome, there was no more...
There were kings, yes.
There were no more kings.
Yoshio.
Huh?
Yoshio.
But he...
He was the next king.
Did he do... All right. Did he do the right thing?
Yes, he did. But, yeah. We'll stop
right.
Here. We'll see.
I thought he was going to all the way at the end because Israel didn't stop sinning. Because they're not there anymore. I mean, I'm going like that, but he's telling you, I thought he was talking about at the end of days.
No.
All right.
Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll continue. We'll see what else happens to Yerovam, hopefully next week.
Yeah. Hanukkah, everybody.